This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Tourist season is kicking into high gear in the nation's capital as the famed cherry blossoms start to shine. But the National Park Service is reportedly way behind on its deferred maintenance, nowhere more than at the Jefferson Memorial. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons has more.
Even here, you might not notice all the problems, but this particular damage, well, tourists might see it or feel it.
We're here at the Jefferson Memorial at the portico level.
That's Sean Keneally, acting deputy superintendent for the National Mall and Memorial Parks.
If you look up, you can see the portion of the ceiling of the portico has fallen. Fortunately, no one was injured.
But somebody could have been. A heavy piece of marble falling 50 feet onto a tourist would have generated headlines, and may yet if the roof isn't replaced soon. Until then, there's a little fence and a plan to install a net. And now that I look, there's a bunch of other blackened grout that looks just like the area where the stone fell.
In addition to the problems we have here at the Jefferson Memorial, we have significant issues with the roof system at the Lincoln Memorial.
So I went to check it out. Only one of the Alabama marble ceiling panels is missing. There's a piece of plywood instead. Otherwise, the big man's house looks pretty good. Sean Gormley of Wryneck, New York, just got to D.C. He thinks it's important to protect the parks, so I asked him about the $11.5 billion repair backlog.
We already pay enough taxes here, whether it be our federal taxes, real estate taxes, etc., etc., etc. Things get built up, moth and rust do decay. I tell you, it'll crumble one day.
Across town at the office of the National Parks Conservation Association, I spoke to Craig Obey, their senior VP.
Well, I think the parks have been dealing with less for quite a while. They've been asked to do more with less, and we're at the point where they're able to do less with less.
He says the backlog grew quickly in the past 3 decades, and we are still digging the hole.
Because the Park Service gets about between $200 and $300 million less than they need every year just to keep it even, not even to begin reducing it.
Obey says parks aren't pretty rock formations that sit in the desert. Most of them are east of the Mississippi and historic, not natural. People go on vacations, drive cars, flush toilets, ask for directions, climb stairs, and all the while, they spend about $37 billion in economic activity each year. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.